IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The 2018 Feds Feed Families program food drive kicked off a couple of weeks ago. The Agriculture Department is once again running this annual event and has challenged federal employees to beat the 2015 record of nearly 18 million pounds of food donated. Linda Cronin is the 2018 Feds Feed Families National Program Manager. She spoke with Executive Editor Jason Miller about plans to reach that goal.
This year, in addition to all of our collection of non-perishable goods, which is really important because that food can last over a period of time, we're looking at focusing during the summer months when food banks historically have lower levels of food. So that's an important component. In addition to that, we build out and we do events such as gleaning. Gleaning is the process of going out and going to a farm, for example. Maybe they planted extra of the crop, or there may not be a market, or maybe the food isn't quite at the same grade or what level that they need it to be, where we go out and we harvest that food for local organizations that can then make that fresh local produce available within the community. Those are a couple of ways that we're enhancing it. We also really want to focus across the country, our efforts. One of the things that's really heartwarming about this program is not only are we going out as an agency and having these team-building opportunities, but we also are getting to work with our other federal partners, doing good work in our communities.
The gleaning is fascinating. I think I've heard of that before. Has that been something that the Feds Feeds Families effort has done in the past, but this is more of a focus, or is this maybe a new piece to this broader effort?
An ongoing piece over the last few years that's been a really effective way to really help make additional food available.
And as you said, in the summer months, you know, if we wait till the holiday season when a lot of food drives happen, the November, December time frame, all that harvest has been done and it's either been eaten or canned or somehow preserved, but it's not fresh. When you talk about the gleaning opportunities, is that up to each agency? Is USDA helping out in terms of if I'm at an agency at Commerce and I want to put something together, can USDA point me in a direction?
Yes. USDA is working to donate with different organizations to identify opportunities. In fact, I'm glad you asked, because every Wednesday we'll be featuring in the Capital area some of the opportunities, the gleaning opportunities that are available. But at the same time, we also encourage organizations, especially out across the country, to identify those opportunities and build community around the other federal partners within their area to try to do these activities as well.
The other thing you mentioned is to get out of the D.C. area, right? I know there's been a big understanding that 88% of all federal employees are not in the Washington, D.C. area. How are you getting the message out to the broader community?
Well, we're working. USDA has a huge footprint out across the countryside, so we're going to work through our state food and agriculture councils, as well as we're going to work with some other federal group organizations to try to see where we can try to bring these together. A lot of times our agencies may be close by or even in the same building, in a building, so they're working closer together than, you know, than we might realize. So there's those opportunities really help. And in fact, a lot of times in, like, there might be a federal building in a community, they all come together and they work on that. And another fun thing too, sometimes they'll do is they'll have little competitions, or they might create a fun day, like have a luncheon where people bring in potluck and people bring in non-perishable goods or do different things to try to encourage folks to bring in additional food and also have a fun time working together on this.
Linda, one of the things that occurs to me as we're talking about the donation and the goal to beat of 17 million pounds of food is, what organizations are you guys with Feds Feeds Families working with locally and across the nation?
In the Washington, D.C. area, the Capital Area Food Bank receives the bulk of the collections and distributes them through a network of more than 500 partner organizations. We also work with various farms within the Maryland and Virginia area to do gleaning activities. And we encourage agency personnel to reach out to local food banks and food kitchens within their communities to identify opportunities. Also, finally, I would like to mention Ample Harvest, which helps if even people growing, having their own garden, making produce, fresh produce available. And that's a link where people can go on and identify opportunities for their extra zucchini and tomatoes and things like that.
Linda, it makes a whole lot of sense that you guys are working locally, because there seems to be a big need for this type of fundraising, if you will, this type of food raising. Maybe talk a little bit about why this has been such a successful effort over the years in terms of getting people the food they need.
Even with the assistance USDA offers, an estimated 12.3% of American households are food insecure at least sometime during the year. This data is based on 2016. What this means is they lacked access to enough food for an active, healthy life for all household members. So it's significant, the impact this program is really having to help bridge some of that.
Talk a little bit about, from your personal experience, maybe as you've helped with the raising of perishable goods, or if you've done some gleaning, any event or any experience stand out to you?
I think about when we're doing gleaning, everyone gets excited about gleaning, and sometimes we forget about the non-perishable good piece, which is also critically important. So we would do things like we might have an event where everybody would come for the weekend, and we would be gleaning, and we'd ask people to bring non-perishables, because that's also a very important part of this activity. So that's really important. And also, not just the feds, but the people that are actually helping coordinate and organize these events. Many of them struggle themselves, but they are out there doing this work, trying to make a difference in people's lives, trying to make sure that people aren't hungry in their communities. And their dedication and hard work is so moving to me. I think back to a story my grandmother talks about when she was in Pennsylvania growing up during the Depression. And she talked to me about when she'd wake up in the morning, there'd always be different people sleeping on the floor. And there was always a chair at the table for people that were coming in through town. The soup might be thin, but everybody got some soup. And I think that goes down into the root and heart of not just my story, but so many other people's stories that live in our country and that work on this kind of stuff.
People can donate in their agencies. They can donate where?
They can donate through their agencies. They can go to the website. We'll have a list. We'll be updating the list of chairs and champions that are across the federal government so that people can find that. Or they can contact us at fedsfeedfamilies.usda.gov. And we'll be happy to help connect them to who they need to work with.
Linda Cronin is the 2018 Feds Feed Families National Program Manager. Find out how you can participate in the annual food drive on federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.